Blog Talk Radio.
People been talking about it. We won't just stand here in silence. Can't stop the fire from rising.
People, don't you be afraid. So many innocents slain. This is an era for change. Change.
Malcolm's probably turning in his grave.
Every shade was beautifully made. And powerful.
Tonight, Radio Land, this is your beautiful host. They do call me the illustrious, the bad, the bold, the beautiful Omega Auntie Mother Seal. Welcome to the Curvy Studio tonight. It is Thursday Night Live, where we bring it blood raw and sugar sharp here in the Curvy Studio. But we love each and every one of you, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us here in the Curvy Studio tonight. You know what? I'm a bad chick, and anybody that knows me knows that I am that bad. But I have some beautiful ladies that share the platform with me every Thursday night. I have one with me here in the Curvy Studios tonight, and that is Miss Moni. I am going to let her tell you who she is, where she hails from, meaning where she resides. And tonight, Miss Moni, I want you to give me one thing either you did or that someone did for you, and it's called Pay It Forward. I don't know if you ever heard about it, but I want you to, if you have one, to share a Pay It Forward moment, whether you paid it forward or somebody paid it forward to you. So I want to talk to you about that tonight. So we are definitely here tonight in the Curvy Studios on Curves and 3D Radio, and I'm going to let Moni tell you who she is, where she resides, and a pay-it-forward moment that either happened to her or she shared with someone.
Hi, this is Moni Muroc. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I reside in Scottsdale, Arizona currently, and, well, most of you guys know me from my Facebook page, Moni Maroc, and the host of Fashion Forward here on 3D Curves Radio. What was the other one? The pay it forward moment? I had a pay it forward moment, I want to say, about maybe 2 months ago, where there was a lady in front of me who were grocery shopping, and she didn't quite have enough money to pay for her groceries. And I could see she was a little distressed. She was, you know, going through her bags. So I decided to whip out my debit card and go ahead and take care of that for her. And I asked her to just make sure, well, she was, you know, very happy. She was humbled by it. But I asked her to make sure that instead of giving me what she had, to make sure that she paid it forward to the next person. So that was a really enlightening moment for me a couple of months ago. Have you had any pay it forward moments recently?
I do it quite often.
This is Auntie.
And I hail from Lakeland, Florida, and I am excited to be here tonight. And let me tell you something. I was at the gas station. I was on my way home from work one evening, and just maybe about a month ago, and I was driving home. I had left a little bit late, and I stopped at the Shell gas station to put gas before I got on the highway. And there was a gentleman at the gas station, and he you know, same way, looking a little bit distraught. He was. I could see him talking to several people in the parking lot because, you know, sometimes I sit, and I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I do. I sit in at the pump, and I'm on my cell phone. He came up to the truck, and he said that, you know, he was trying to get to Atlanta. His daughter was having a baby, and she was having some complications, and he really wanted to be there with her. And asked if I can help with some gas. And, you know, I always am very leery of, of, you know, when people ask for money, because I don't like to pull out my money in, you know, public or whatever. But and I never even have cash. That's the amazing part, because I normally don't ever even carry cash. But I had it, and I gave him a $20 bill. And, you know, you know, he was asking for my information. I said, no, don't worry about it. It's all good. I'm good. I'm blessed. And, I mean, that man, full-grown man, you know, had tears in his eyes because, you know, number one, I know it's a humbling thing for a man to ask a woman for help. And I've always, when guys normally ask me for money, I always say, you know what, I see a lot of men passing by, but you never ask that man for anything, but you're going to come up to me. And a man really should not ask a woman for money. He should ask another man to help him. You know, that's how I was raised and how I was taught. But I gave him that $20. And but I often, more than I can even recall and tell, I can remember being in a Walmart one day and going home. I had I went to my day job, and then I was tutoring at Girls, Inc., and I was leaving there, and I was just trying to get in and get home. And I still have pictures of that young lady and her daughter. But she was in the store, and she was using these, they're not coupons, but they're where you can get, like, eggs and milk and rice and different things.
A WIC, I think, yes.
And she was trying to find it, but she didn't really speak English. And when I say I was just running into Walmart to get one, I think I was just going in to get some butter because I wanted to cook me some rice and some food when I got home. And I ended up spending over an hour in that store picking up everything that she needed that was on those little coupon things. And I got up to the register, and I helped the cashier with the young lady and her daughter, her two young girls, and she asked to take a picture with me and everything. But I think that was one of the most, because I don't care how tired or how busted you are, to be able to, you know, stop, drop, and roll and to help someone else. And that was, by the time I got to the vehicle, I was just thanking God. I was in like a straight-up praise mode, you know. Like, God, you know how I was feeling when I got out of this vehicle, and I really did not even want to stop in a Walmart. But then I get in there, and I'm delayed, not by, you know, my own situation, but because I was, you know, helping someone else. And I just went into a straight-up praise mode. I was like, God, thank you for using me, because somebody else would have could have took advantage of her.
Right,
but I love those kind of instances and situation. And, I mean, I've been in a situation where, you know, a woman, even at the same Walmart, walked up to me and just said, can I bless a woman of God? And, I mean, I did not have everything that I needed. And just what she put in my hand was what I needed to get what I out of that store.
Amazing, amazing. God will use
you. So,
you
know, it works. Yeah, it works.
Right,
it works. It works. And I'm telling you, this is what this is all about. Tonight we are celebrating still, yay, our 2 years. Our birthday was October the 9th. Our first show aired October the 9th, 2014. So we are here going into our, working on our third year. So we've already started our second one, going into our third one. But we are excited about being 2 years old tonight. And tonight I would like to dedicate and purpose my show tonight, Curzon 3D Radio, to my mother, Dr. Peggy Earle, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Mommy. You know
I
love you.
Happy birthday. Yay. Yay.
So I am excited. I really would. I was her first call this morning. She was like, you're the first person to call me. And I said, oh, and look, I gave you a song, because I sung, you know, the little birthday melody I sing to all of my friends and family. And she was so excited that I was her first birthday call. And we normally would be out tonight, but I had show, and I love my family. So what I'm loving on right now is my family, because they support and appreciate what it is that I do. And I did not want to cancel my show, so we're actually having my mom's birthday dinner on tomorrow night. So I love that, you know, they give way to what I'm doing. They believe in my vision, and they support my vision. I love that, absolutely. So I just wanted to make sure that I did celebrate my mom and dedicate tonight's show to her. Peggy Earle, that's my mama. I call her Peggy Girl. That's
happy
and I'm
birthday.
Not going to tell
happy
you how
birthday.
Old she is, because if she wants you to know, she will get on and she will definitely say how old she is. But she is a gorgeous woman inside and out. I think everything that I am and I ever hope to be is even a minute reflection of my mom. You know, because she is such a powerhouse of a woman in every aspect of the word. When you see the word lady or hear the word lady, you think of my mom.
Right. Wonderful.
And
that's beautiful.
When I say she don't let me do anything by myself, I was surprised I was able to get to Vegas, because when I talked to her, she was like, your dad and I would have won. I said, yeah, I know. That's why I didn't say anything. Until the last minute. So, but she would have been in Vegas with me. She go everywhere with me. I don't have to do anything or go anywhere by myself, because my mom is there with me all the time.
Aww.
So I want to say hey, and I love her. But that was my pay it forward moment. Guys, welcome to Curzon 3D Radio. We are missing our lovely Swan. She may jump on a little bit later. And just want to say congratulations to go out to her, because she recently was, I'm trying to figure out what it was called, Deputy of the Month, I believe that's
what
it
was. Oh, wow.
She was just recognized as Deputy of the Month, so I am excited for her. She is a deputy sheriff with the Orange County Sheriff Officer, and she was surprised. They surprised her with being Deputy of the Month. So, I wanted to say
congratulations, Swan. Yes, congratulations
for
that.
And
Yeah, she says, so last night I posted, this is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I've sown. According to Pastor Frank Thompson, this is a voice-activated kingdom. Anyways, I got a call from my sergeant to respond to a mandatory meeting this morning. Long story short, it was a surprise. I received Deputy of the Month. So what a blessing it was for my family and coworkers to surprise me and show their support. So I want to say congratulations, because that's the kind of stuff that we want to share and love up on, because even in our day jobs, and every one of us are plus-size models, and we love what we do, but we all go to a, you know, job of some sort or a business that we run, and to get celebrated on your job is such a beautiful thing, and to get celebrated
right.
by those that you work with on a daily basis that show you love and believe in you. So just want to say congratulations to one of our very own for making Deputy of the Month. So that's what I'm loving on. We got a powerful show for you tonight. We're going to dig right in, get right in, because we only want to keep you an hour tonight to make sure that we are sticking to that one-hour schedule, because we do have a lot of information, and when we go over, it's because we are excited about what we're talking about and what we're doing, and sometimes we get all the way into it, and we don't recognize the hour, but we're going to try to keep you right at an hour, even under an hour tonight, because we want to make sure that you are getting your beauty rest and making sure that you're spending time with your families. And we do appreciate each and every one of you that listen in live by calling into our number. And if you're listening live and you want to tell us what you are loving on right now, all you have to do is dial 347-945-5886, 347-945-5886, and press 1. And when you do that, you can definitely get into queue and tell us tonight what you're loving on right now, because that's what it's about. It's love. Our show tonight is love on what matters, and that's what we're going to be talking about in Hot Topic with Auntie in just a few minutes. But before that, we're going to go straight into our Throw Me a Curve, which is our news segment. Then we will do our fashion segment with Monty, and after that, we will have Food for Thought with Auntie and Hot Topics with Auntie. So that's what our show is tonight. And if Swan jump on, she can get in where she fit in, because that's what we do.
But right.
Tonight in our In the News Throw Me a Curve segment, I have some very sad news, because I always, this was like my boy crush in the 90s on television, Tommy Ford from Martin.
Aww.
Dies at age 52. Actor Tommy Ford passed away today, so I really wanted to make sure that, you know, we kind of, you know, I love Martin, and I would have to say that my brother-in-law, Derek May, is like the biggest, I know a lot of people like to say they are the biggest Martin fan, but I promise you nobody loves Martin more than my brother-in-law. So every time we go over there, we have to watch the sitcom Martin. We have to watch the DVDs. We have to watch the whatever he has, whatever's on. But he died Wednesday after being admitted to the hospital Sunday for an aneurysm.
Right.
He was Ford was an actor and a director, best known for his role in Martin. He had knee surgery, because I remember seeing something posted about him having knee surgery, and he was recovering from that. But his death evidently was a byproduct of an aneurysm.
Mm.
52 years old. He was only 52.
Very young, very young.
Sad, yeah, and so handsome. And the family is just real.
Mm. And sudden. He passed away suddenly. Mm-hmm.
Responsible for Me was a kid's book series, because he was a published author, and he wrote children's books. And I just think that he was just such a great guy. The family is asking for, you know, just the prayers and everything, but they're wanting some privacy. Funeral arrangements will be forthcoming. Tommy
was really good friends with Martin, even though they worked together on the sitcom. They were friends. Martin tweeted that they were friends long before the Martin show.
Mm.
And he said, we were friends way before the Martin show and showed true friendship on screen. You brought a lot of love to the world, and you'll be greatly missed. So that's something that Martin tweeted. And he said, my heart is heavy with the loss of my brother, Big Tommy Four. May he rest in peace. So it was, you know, I know that that has to hurt because, again, it was all of a sudden he was young. He was still vibrant and still, you know, in the community, still working. But to have him to die. So I know Martin is really, you know, he just really keeps saying that how, you know, upset about it he is and, you know, helping the family and, you know, communicating with the family. But Tommy, as everybody, even on the show his name was Tommy.
Right.
It was a long-running joke on the show surrounded around what, if any, job the character Tommy had. So everything was about, you know, you ain't got no job, man. You know? So I really, really enjoyed the show, really enjoyed his character. To me, it was Martin's Yang. You know, it was he was the Yang to Martin's yin. And, you know, if Martin was the, you know, emotional roller coaster, Tommy was always like the calm, non-joking, you know, serious one.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, all of us have these kind of friends that we're like the opposite of. You know, I always call myself the hurricane, and I call my girlfriend Jill the quiet storm, you know. So, but we're like the perfect match because we balance each other. But that's what I think that Tommy and Martin, they had that balance. And even though they were very close friends on the show, they were close friends outside of the show. But I think Tommy actually got his start, his acting start with, was it In Living Single or, no, what was it on?
Not In Living Single.
No, it wasn't Living Single. It was, it was one of the black shows he actually started on. I'm trying to remember. I know he was on in the 90s. He was on Martin. But he got his actual first job was on another black sitcom. I can't remember. I can't believe I forgot. Oh, A Different World. That's what it was. It was A Different World. He was Lamar Collins
on
A Different World.
Oh, he sure was. He sure was.
Yeah.
That's right. Boy, you're taking me way back right
there. And then
there.
He played in Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy. I remember that.
Right.
But I think his most famous role was Martin Lawrence, working as Tommy on Martin Lawrence. But he did have a couple of roles. He played in a couple of movies and a couple of films. So I just wanted to share that tonight, that rest in peace, Big Tommy. We definitely love you.
And they can check out, also, people can they can check out the tribute. Martin Lawrence posted a tribute on Instagram for Tommy. If people want to go over there and check it out and read it, you can tell he's deeply hurt for his brother, and we just pray that he's comforted along with Tommy's wife and family.
And if you, he does have again, he was doing some directing, film directing, so he still had a lot going on. But he, in addition to his career in Hollywood, Ford wrote children books again and founded Be Still and Know, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to building better communities for disadvantaged youth. So that could, if you really want to show your love and support, don't send flowers, donate to Be Still and Know, Inc., and definitely send love that way, because anytime that we're working with those children, and I'm a person that, an individual that works with the youth and work with the children. So definitely show love to Be Still and Know, Inc. If you want to give a donation, that's a perfect way to give. But that's my Throw Me a Curve here on Curves in 3D Radio. Just sending out all our positive vibes and energy over to Big Tommy's family.
Right.
And may God bless and keep and each and every one of you is our prayer here on Curzon 3D Radio. All right. We're going to take it over to Fashion Forward with Ms. Imani. How are you doing? And I know you got something trending that's hot and current and fresh.
I do. Well, you know what? It's fall, but it's still a little warm out. And it's not time for us to throw away those leggings yet, ladies. We can still wear those leggings this fall. They are trending along with bright fuchsias. For some reason, Auntie, pink is in this fall. We're seeing a lot of fuchsia is bold. Last week I told you about the dusty pinks and the yellows, and I think mixing those with your leggings would be cute. I've seen that seems to be trending right now, so don't pack up the leggings yet, ladies. You can still wear them. Also, don't pack away those floppy hats that you had out for summer because they are still trending right now this fall. Big floppy hats with cardigans, jeans, sweaters. Are a big, huge hit right now. They're all the rave. So if you have a big floppy hat, if you don't have one, go out and get one because leave a little mystery. I love floppy hats. They're great, you know. Also, what is one of the huge things that is trending, which is a little different this year, are flowers. Have you noticed that the flower jeggings and the flower jeans are trending this year?
Yes, I did.
Have
I
you seen
did.
That?
And skirts. Yeah, because I just ordered
right.
a couple of floral skirts. So, yeah.
Right, yes, right. Ma'am. So that's huge, huge. And they actually have out a flower jean. I want to say it's jean suit with the blazer and the caprice. Yes, that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them on the runway. You'll see them on the runway this fall. We're getting ready to go into Fashion Week right here in Arizona, and I've already seen that is going to be huge. Yes, yes, I am very, very excited. I love Fashion Week everywhere. So get yourself some, throw in some flower jeans with a nice, bold, bright fuchsia top or white or I mean, you can pick up these jeans or leggings. I would like to call them jeggings anywhere
jeggings.
Right now because they are, yes, they're very hot right now. Pearls, that's something Auntie, me and you have in common. Pearls are in. They are hot. Pull your hair back, ladies. Pull it up in a big bun and flaunt that gorgeous neck of yours with a big, bold pearl necklace. These are all trending. They're hot for this fall. And I want to see you ladies, you know, come on to some of our pages and show us what you're working with. As always, I post up these looks. You can recap them on Moni Maroc's page. That's MoniMoroc. Or you can check them out on Curves and 3D Radio page. Please go like, share, subscribe. And also, you can check out what Auntie has in her store at My Pretty Auntie's Closet. Please go like, share, and subscribe with all your friends. But no matter what you choose to wear, make sure you flaunt your curves. That's what I have for you this week.
Yes, yes. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what you're going to be posting in Curzon 3D Radio because last week you posted something, and my sister, you know, you just have to know her. She doesn't get overly excited about too much of anything. I mean, as a principal, you know, it's so stressful. But she called me on the phone, and I was coming back from Vegas, and she was like, "Oh, my goodness, I tried one of those outfits." And I was like, "What outfit?" I was like, "What is she talking about?" Because she texted me first, and I'm like, "What?" So I called her, and then she was like, "I tried one of those looks, and I mean, I literally got over 20 compliments from students to adults, male and female complimenting me on the outfit." So she tried look number one with the navy blue capris, like flat pants, and the she did the white, a winter white shell, off-white shell, and then she did the tan cardigan, and she put the tobacco belt on with the tobacco shoes, and she said literally, and one of the comments that rung out to me was, "Wow, Miss May, you look like you just stepped off a magazine cover." So she was so excited.
That's
and
what
I had to post that.
Right.
Yeah, I had to post that because she definitely was excited about it. And it made me feel good because you came in, you took a segment by storm, and you literally nailed it. You killed it. So I'm so excited about that.
Well, make sure you recap. Everyone out there, recap. Yes, yes. I'm going to post on all the pages so everyone will have a chance to look at these looks and go out. And if you don't already have them in your closet, purchase them. And, I mean, they're fun pieces to have. And some of these looks, some of these pieces, because I like to focus on solid pieces, you can mix and match, and you can use them throughout the year. They're not just going to trend just through fall. So, like the leggings. And I have a feeling that this flower look that's in right now, the floral look, it's going to go on for a while. It might go straight into December. It seems like
it's
trending. It's really hot right now. Me too. Me too.
I'm excited. Plaid and floral, so you guys can just be ready to check that out on Curzon 3Humidity.
Right.
I mean, on my Impact, my Pretty Auntie Closet, because that's what I'm going to be doing. And now that I know that pink is hot, I'm going to be definitely trying to find me something in pink. So definitely want to make sure you check out Impact, because I'm going to be purchasing some of this stuff to make sure you ladies are in the know and you are cute, cute, cute. All right, so that was Fashion Forward with Miss Monty, and definitely want to keep this potty bus going. I am going to play our theme song for the month, so just sit back and relax and take a couple of minutes and listen to McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, here on Curzon 3D Radio.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Curvy Studios on Curvy Thursday. Yes, Curvy Thursday in the Curvy Studios with Curzon 3D Radio. I'm excited to be here with you tonight. I am your host, Auntie, and we have our beautiful host, Monty, all the way from Arizona in the Curvy Studios with us as well. So we're going to keep this party bus going, and I'm definitely going to, and I'm guys, I'm battling something with my throat, but I am drinking my coffee with my Southern Brother Pecan creamer, and it's absolutely is warming my throat, so I'm excited about it. I want to go into Food for Thoughts, which is our inspiration and motivational section. Here on Curzon 3D Radio, we are all curvy, but we are all very confident, and
So I like to kind of always give you something, and I've always, you know, like to make sure when I'm doing my research and I pull something from a blog, I want to share with you, because our topic tonight in Hot Topics is Love What Matters. But there's a great website out there that's called, and a blog that's called Love What Matters. Love What Matters began with a simple premise. There are millions of good people who want to celebrate the moments in life that matter. There are plenty of places to go if you want news about crime and violence and celebrity gossip and or politicians attacking one another. It's out there. All you got to do is just turn on, hey, plug in your phone, turn on your television, cut on your radio in your car. You can hear all of that. But where do you go when you want to be inspired? Where do you go when you want to read about foster kids being adopted, military heroes returning to their families, a dad opening a box to learn he's now a grandfather, or a first wedding dance that the doctor thought would never happen? There are things that matter, and on Love What Matters, they celebrate these things every day. You can find Love What Matters on Facebook or Instagram. You can actually learn how to sponsor the Love What Matters show, or engage in the audience by listening to their podcast, or you can actually send in your own story that will inspire others to love what matters. So I'm telling you, check it out. I would love to hear some of your stories. I'm going to actually submit a story or two, asking you to do the same thing, because we need to be encouraged. We need to be inspired. So if you are doing good or have had something good happen to you, share your story, because that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. And so I definitely have listened to the podcast and have heard some great stories. One that stood out to me the most was this man who went, and he was going to go on a date, and he went to the store to buy and he bought a sunflower, a beautiful sunflower. He said when he saw the sunflower, it was just like it was just shining bright. And when he got, you know, left the store, got in the vehicle, and he was like, I don't think I'm going to give this to her. But he went into his favorite coffee store, and when he got in the coffee shop, he was looking around and he saw this lady and she was crying. And he walked up to her and he handed her the sunflower and she just jumped up. He said she leaped up out of the seat and like lurched and attached herself to him. And she just hugged him like as if he was a life preserver. But when she finally, you know, pulled away and just enough to tell him she was had her fiancé, they were about to get married, and he died 3 years ago, and that was the anniversary of his death that day. And the very first flower he ever gave her was a sunflower. And every time he ever gave her flowers, it was a sunflower, because he said that she was the light of his life.
Wow.
And, I mean, they were both crying at that time and, you know, just sharing. And I love that story, because out of that came a movement, you know, the Sunflower Challenge. And when I tell you that those are the kind of things that sometimes, you know, a lot of times people only get flowers as women on Valentine's Day or birthdays or Mother's Day, but sometimes you just got to buy flowers just because. And I know it's an old saying that give me my flowers yet while I live. You know, but if you're out there and you're listening, think about somebody and go and buy them. You don't have to buy the 3 dozen of roses, but maybe even just go to Walmart or Winn-Dixie or Publix or stop somewhere. And even if you buy a single rose with some baby's breath and put it in a single rose vase and just give it to somebody, you do not know how that may change that person's day. So I'm going to do it. And
right.
I challenge each
yeah,
one of
too.
You to do it. Yeah, just, I mean, it doesn't cost a whole lot, you know, less than $5 to go and get a little vase of roses or a little vase of florals and give it to somebody, because you never know how that will make them feel. And it could change, you know, their day or change their outlook on something. So I'm going to do it. And next week I'm going to let you know who I shared those flowers with. I mean, last week at my school, I had one of my students to give me flowers,
And I those flowers stayed well for at least 4 or 5 days. And every time I walked in that room, I felt like I felt special because she didn't have to give me flowers, and she did. It was one of my students.
Aww.
And she got, as a matter of fact, I'll post that on, I'll post the flowers in our group because I did take a picture of them. And you know what? One of them was a sunflower, so I'm posting it.
Wow.
So you guys can
wow.
see the flowers that she gave me at school, and it was one of my students. And I'm telling you, it did. It changed every day when I walked in that room. I don't care how tired or how exhausted I was, not really tired, but exhausted, those flowers always gave me a little bit of an uplift. So do that for me, please, if you will, and you're listening. Send somebody some flowers or, you know, take someone some flowers, and especially if it's someone that can't get out, that don't,
yes.
you know, maybe
yes.
don't get out of the house much. What about you? What would you do, Moni?
Me personally? I was sitting in here thinking I'm going to do it tomorrow. Just go out and just buy a bouquet and probably turn around and give it to the first person I see. That's how
yeah.
I am. You never know what anyone's going through. You know what I mean? We all battle things and we're going through something. And just like you said how this young lady made you feel, I think it's a blessing to go out and buy some flowers and give it to a stranger. Give it to someone you know. Of course, but give it to a strange person. That's a pay it forward moment, actually. I'm thinking I'm going to do it. Yes. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow, actually. Wait, get to the floral shop.
Oh, wow. So I'm excited about that. And this is Auntie with Food for Thoughts here on Curzon Beauty Radio. We definitely want to find a way to pay it forward. Just go out, buy
right.
flowers. They don't have to be extremely expensive, and just share it with someone. I'm wanting to give my flowers to someone that doesn't get out much. Moni was
right.
saying that she wants to give her flowers to the first stranger that she sees, you know. But
right.
we're gonna talk about it next week. So remind me that we need to share that, and I'm going to definitely post the flowers that my student gave me last week. So I want to post those as well. But, guys, we are in the Curry Studio. If you are listening from the Internet, you can call in to 347-945-5886. That's 347-945-5886. And press 1 to speak to the host. Or you can continue to listen live on the Internet, but make sure you're sharing our show with someone that you love and to benefit. I mean, everything that we do here in the Curry Studios is uplifting, positive, and to make our lives better. So that's what I'm going to be talking about in Hot Topics tonight. Love what matters. Hashtag. I want everybody to take a minute, stop, drop, and roll, and hashtag love what matters. Hashtag love what matters. I'm going to share a story from hashtag love what matters, and hopefully you will get something out of it because it touched me because it was a plus-size sister, and I know how she feels and what she was going through. I can really empathize with this situation. She said, I put on a pair of mid-thigh denim shorts, a flowy white blouse, flip-flops, and left the house to run a couple of errands. It took some courage to both purchase and wear these shorts because my legs are not where I would like them to be, nor are they up to traditional beauty standards. My second errand of that morning was to drop off at the UPS store. I stood in line. The woman in front of me was about 60. Hold on, let me get the full story. I'm going to go back just a little bit so I can make sure that you guys are getting it because I want you to understand. She said it took some courage to both purchase and wear these shorts because my legs are not where I would like them to be, nor are they the traditional beauty standards because of cellulite. Then she went on to say, her second errand of that morning was a drop-off at the UPS store. She said, I stood in line between two women. The woman in the front of me was about 60. She was nice and complimented my tan and hair. We talked until it was her time, her turn at the counter. Here it is about the pay it forward. In the spirit of paying it forward, I turned to the woman behind me and smiled. So sometimes it could be something simple as a smile when you're paying it forward. She was young, very attractive, and wearing a shirt that said coexist. She looked at me and said, "Your hair really is amazing. You should probably rethink the shorts, though." My face instantly flushed, not out of embarrassment, but anger. My fist clenched up. I felt my nails digging into my palm. So many things ran through my head, but I kept my calm and replied, "You should probably rethink your shirt." I wanted to say more, but was afraid that I would start crying. All I wanted to do was go home and change my clothes. According to her shirt, gender doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter. Religion doesn't matter. Sexual orientation doesn't matter, according to her shirt. But fat, apparently, fat matters. Plus size doesn't necessarily mean unhealthy, lazy, ugly, or untalented. Some might have an issue with my body, but I don't. I've worked hard in life to be comfortable with myself. Women should not tear each other down. We should celebrate each other every day. Every day. Love what matters. And I know you and I were talking earlier the weekend, and I was saying, I'm not really sure where I'm going to go. All I know is I want to continue the segment, Celebrate Good Times, because of our birthday month. I was going to go in a totally different direction, and I saw that message, and I said, wow, why not celebrate us? Celebrate what matters to us. Why not celebrate what we love and what we're loving on right now? So when I read that story, I'm like, sometimes you have to be careful the message that you're preaching without opening your mouth. This one woman had on a shirt that says coexist, which is a message in itself. And then there was another woman who probably warred with or tarried with wearing the outfit that she put on. But she finally probably sounded like she just got up enough nerve and courage to just put it on. And probably the war that was going on in her mind and in her heart before she even put on that outfit came full fruition to her. Mm-hmm. When the lady said, "Hair looks good, but you should have really gave those shorts another thought." All of us are not perfect in body. I don't care how skinny or how fine you think you are. Baby, there's always going to be somebody that look better than you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Period. It is. But, you know, to tear someone else down and to do it with a backhand compliment, like, "Oh, your hair looks good, but you should have, you know, gave those shorts a second thought."
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me because you don't know where a person is in their life to even make a statement or comment like that. Because how do you know that lady would not have went and just immediately jumped off a bridge?
Right.
We have to be careful what we say to each other. Mm. But I don't want this to be that type of show because I really want to talk about what, and we only have a couple of minutes, so I want to talk about what we're loving on right now. So I'm going to say for me, what I'm loving on right now is I am in the process of writing. I'm working on a book compilation called Live Fanatically.
with
yes.
Live Fanatical, and it's with a group of trailblazers. There's 13 of us that are putting together this book compilation, and I'm excited about that, and I'm really loving on it because the piece that I'm writing, I'm not going to give it away because I definitely want it to be a surprise when you guys purchase the book and read it. But when I tell you that I'm really finding myself, I'm really looking deep within myself to just understand, you know, who I am and whose I am. And writing this piece is because it's about me, and it's about me living Fanatical, and it's about me growing and trailblazing. And, you know, we all like to think, and I know we've all said it or done it, you know, oh, you're a bad chick. I say it all the time.
right.
I say it all the time. But when I ask myself the question to even write this piece, one of the questions was, what makes me a bad chick?
Right.
And then it's like, oh, okay, no, somebody else did that too, and yeah, no, you know. So I was like, you have to really think about stuff.
Right.
And when I was saying that about the young lady, watch what you say. I'm speaking to myself.
Yes.
Because when I went on to say what makes me a trailblazer, what truly makes me a bad chick? And, girl, I had to put some thought into it.
I'm sure you
okay.
Came up with the answer.
Yeah, I did. I am a bad chick, though, really. I can truly say that. But, baby, it didn't come easy. Anybody
right.
that's listening, know that – message right there did not come easy because I had to really think about it. Matter of fact, I had posted something yesterday that says, yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself.
Oh.
I need y'all to get it, so I'm going to say it again. Yesterday I was clever. That's me saying that I'm a bad chick.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to change the world. But today, I'm talking about today, I know that I'm wise, so I'm changing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote that
that's
message.
Right.
Change is the only thing in this world that's constant. You can depend on change to happen. Okay? But I found this to be a very I found it to be very thought-provoking, just like me writing the, you know, my portion of the compilation. But then I said, what can I change about myself to make me better?
Right.
And boy, oh boy, did the floodgates open. Yes, they did. And then that's when I went through the denial that I was a bad chick, and then the admittance, and then the acceptance that I had a lot to work on for me. Just for me. That's why we don't have time to be worried about nobody else, hating on nobody else, and dealing with nobody else, because you need to be working on you. And that's what I said. I said, girl, you need some work. And I said, yeah, I said it, and I meant it, because I'm not perfect.
Right,
I'm not,
right.
And neither is anyone else. So it was a reality check. And then I realized, too, that I had to start working on me. But in that, I found that I did love myself. So I'm going to ask you this question, Ms. Mona.
Yes.
Tell me how you love you. And it's hard.
How do I?
Let me ask
you know
you
what?
Again.
It's very hard.
Tell me how you love you.
That's a very hard
it
question
is.
To answer because if you, let me give you a little background. I have struggled with loving myself. One thing is going out being confident in front of everyone else, just like you said, you're bad and you're bold. It's easy. But being confident when you're alone with yourself, when you're with your innermost feelings, I was always the big one, in the family, the big girl, the curvy girl, the, you know, and I don't think people realize the things that they say. You know, they can say little things like, oh, Monica, you got those big legs, or, oh, Monica, she's big, she's bigger, you know. It's like constant. This is something that was drilled kind of like in my head constantly. And it took me years and years for me to accept and to love myself. And I'm a writer. I write. And how I know and what I know of loving myself, let me just give you something I wrote. We are not what others think we are, but we are what we think of ourselves. I wrote that down one morning. I wrote that down. And I had to start believing in myself that I am all that, a bag of chips and more. You understand?
That's it.
I had to build, myself up. And I couldn't let what other people, their thoughts and what, how they perceived me and what they thought I should look like. Oh, the old, if you lose 5 more pounds, if you lose 10 more pounds. At 130 pounds, you were still telling me to lose 20 more pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm bigger, all of a sudden I'm getting, you are a big, beautiful woman. But at 130
mm-hmm.
pounds, I was getting, if you lose 20 more pounds, you'll be perfect. Because I finally found myself. I found
exactly.
the confidence that I didn't have back then. I found it within myself. And when I walk out, let me tell you something, there is nobody, there is not one person in that room that will have the confidence I have when I walk out. I can just give you an eye glance and kill them all.
Exactly.
It's something I put in my head. I fed it to myself. No longer. You know, if now if someone says something to me, Monty, you could lose 10 pounds, you could lose 20 pounds, I turn around and I say, I could, but I love myself the way I am. And even though I go to the gym, I work out constantly. I do. I work out for my health. I don't work out to fit that magazine mode that Vogue wants to put out there. I work out for myself. So that I feel good and so that I'm healthy for my family. But I am confident in who I am. Right, right. I wrote it down one day. That's why I love myself. I'm loving on myself right now. I'm loving on myself. I love who I am. I love who I'm becoming. And I love who I think I will be. Who the person I am
That's
becoming,
it.
The person I will be in the future. Yes, so... To answer
Super
your question.
Excited to hear that, and I only asked because I had to ask myself that same question, and I
right.
found it very difficult to answer that
very.
Question. You know, but we do have to. It's so easy for us to say how we love others.
Right.
So it's a little bit difficult to say how we love ourselves. So that was
right.
one question that I had. And in that, I know that, and I just said we can tell how we love others, but let's talk about how we balance those things in life that matters to us. Because I know for me, there are so many things that matter for me. If it's the writing,
right.
it's the radio show, it's 3D plus models, it's teaching, it's educating myself,
right.
my family. I have so many things that I love and I believe in, and finding that balance. What is that balance for you? How do you balance it all?
I'm not sure if I do balance it all. I take every day as it comes, and what I get done today, I get done, and there's always, I always say there's always tomorrow, even though tomorrow's not guaranteed to us, I always say that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. But I don't stress on. First is family. I balance my family first because if my family's not balanced, nothing else in my life will be balanced. So I give everything to family first. With the help of my family, I'm able to balance work. My mother, as you know,
mm-hmm.
we've talked about that before. My husband, my children, I'm able to. And then lastly, my business. How do I balance it? By the grace of God. By the grace of God. That's how I you know what I mean? Every day is a struggle. And every day is a different day, Auntie. It's some days
it is.
I'm not. Every you know, I can't honestly sit here and say every day I'm able to do this and get it all done. I can't sit there and say that to you. You know?
And I think that's what makes it difficult for me, because I do sometimes wonder how I get it all done. You
right.
know, without losing my sanity. And like I said, it's something that the things that I'm that matters to me, I'm interested in all of them.
Right.
And I want all of them to be successful. I want to give me a little bit of me to everything. And it does get a little hard, but I want to say to each and every one of you that now my perfect balance is God first, family second, career third. That's my perfect balance.
Right.
My triune is God first, family second, career third.
Right.
And I really do try to touch all of them every day, but sometimes I don't get to go see mom and dad. Sometimes I don't get to hang out with my sisters as much as I would like to, or my besties as much as I want to. So sometimes my family do. Now, who I do have a relationship with every day is God. I'm going to give him
exactly.
His time.
Right.
So I have
right.
to do that.
God gets the
so
time
I and I
when you
I need to do
up.
More. I want to do more
right.
because I really want to get involved, you know, in my church and everything. Really get involved and really pursue my ministry like I used to do. And that's something that that's personal mm-hmm. that I have to just, you know, make sure that I'm doing. But
right.
So but sometimes
right.
the career, the 3D models and the Curves and 3D, a lot of that stuff get pushed to the back or pushed to the side burner or whatever. But finding that perfect balance, guys, is to make sure. And I, for me, it's working with a things to do list. I don't know how that works for anybody else, but I'm telling you, it does work. And to end that on my things to do list, I like to have my IPAs, which are my income producing activities. I have my personal stuff.
Okay.
I have to go to the dentist, get the hair, nails done, or whatever. That's my personal. But my real
right.
working list is my IPA, my income producing activity list, okay? Because I am my most happiest person of me is when my finances are aligned and everything is working, everything is gelling, everything is moving, everything is right, and there's no stress
right.
there. So I definitely like to make sure that's moving. So I do sometimes stay up late and get up early because, like, the last couple of nights I've been going to bed something about 1:45, 2 o'clock, and I'm right back up at 5 o'clock, 4:45, 5 o'clock. So it doesn't give me a whole lot of rest, and the body does need rest. So don't everybody can't do what I do. My
right,
body is
right.
used to a couple of hours of sleep. So, but if you're that type of person that need them 7 or 8 hours, make sure you're getting it in. But when I crash, I crash. I really do.
Right.
I really
right.
do, but just want to say, guys, you definitely have to have balance. You know, you can do everything in your life. Again, I'm loving on my book. Give me something that you're loving on right now, Moni.
Right now, I'm loving
mm-hmm.
on myself, and that took a long time for me to get to that moment, but I'm loving on myself. I'm loving on my jewelry line that's coming out. I'm loving playing
mm-hmm.
around with that. And yes, I'm loving on that. And I'm loving that I'm going to feature it in December. So, yes. But I'm loving on myself. First and most, I'm loving God. I'm loving on myself. And then next, what I'm coming up to, my jewelry line that's featuring. So, yes.
And some of the things that go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me to get to the stage, like I said, for me to be loving on myself. But at my age now, I can finally say it. It took me 40 years, 40 plus, to be able to say that. And I'm glad. I mean, I would never, if you would ask me maybe 5 years ago, what do you love? I would have put everyone else in front of loving
mm-hmm.
me first.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's what I was going to say. I definitely am loving on the opportunity to knock something off my
right.
bucket list, which I do have
a book that I wrote with my mentor, Jarvis Ellameen, called Creating a Self Mentality. I've also written a personal affirmation, a book of affirmation, I Know Who I Am Who I Say I Am.
Oh.
And it's a book of affirmations that I've written that, you know, I just need to get it together and get it published. And my second book is I Am My Father's Daughter, The Absenteeism of My Biological Father, But the Ever-Presence of My Heavenly Father. And it's a book about, you know, forgiveness. And, you know, anybody that don't know, and I'm very transparent, and I'm often, you know, sharing a little bit about me. I had a very strong problem. I had a very strong spirit of rejection, a fear of rejection. And so I would never let anybody get too close to me, especially of the male persuasion. And I'm 46 and never been married, never been in love. So anybody that know me or close to me knows that. But that book is about forgiving my father so that I can heal and be whole and move on and be, you know, ready and to accept love. So great book. Took a lot of courage for me to write it, but I really want to publish it because I know that it'll help someone else.
Yes, sounds like it. Sounds like it.
And since I have the writing fever, I'm looking to, and I'll put it out there in the atmosphere so I can go ahead and put some feet to it. I want to do a compilation, a book compilation on the curvy, with the curvy models, and have a couple models to get ready to become published authors and to do a published book about the plus size modeling industry and how women are, you know, coming into the industry, getting started in the industry, and finding success in the industry as a plus size model. So I want to do something like that. So I'm putting it out there because I want everybody, my whole thing, Moni, is that every woman lives a whole, productive, and well life.
Right, right.
And, you know, teaching women to do so. So that's something that I really want to do, and that's what I'm loving on right now. 3D plus models, loving what's coming, what's happening, what's getting ready to happen, all of the new faces. I'm loving that right now because there's so many women that want to, you know, be a part of this industry. And,
yes,
you know, making sure that they can be a part of the industry. So that's my something that I'm really loving on. I'm getting ready to have the 3D Plus Model annual, first annual holiday extravaganza here weekend in Lakeland, Florida. I'm excited about that because
there's
some
so
things
excited
that are happening that
yes
are, I mean, just phenomenal. Having you to come in and debut your jury line and one of those shows here in Florida, it's just some amazing
great
things that are going on right now that I can say that I'm really loving on. I got a couple of models that are just knocking it out of the park, Miss Shay Cruz. And,
yes.
Really, when I tell you that these ladies are putting it down, lovely, Miss Marissa is doing her thing, and there's another one too. Sasha is doing her
yes
thing. So I just love what these ladies are doing. Miss Kimberly Smith doing her thing, lovely. We got our photos back with Crystal Ebony and Zay Zakur. I mean, beautiful photos from the photo shoot doing their things. I mean, it's just so much going on with 3D right now. I mean,
yeah,
you and I coming together to promote or to produce this tutu line. I mean, it's just like, whoa. I'm serious. It's like I'm loving it. I'm loving all of it. And I'm excited about it because it's something that when it's something about when women come together. And they always say that women can't come together and produce, or black women especially cannot come together, be happy, whole, and productive. And I'm changing that. I'm going to change
well, 3D,
that
yes
stereotype.
3D is changing
with 3D
that
plus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all
so
sisters.
That's what I'm about.
We're all sisters. Right. Right.
That's it. So excited. I do apologize, guys. We have went over again when I get to talking about stuff. We get a little delayed, but it's only like 10 minutes after, so I'm going to wrap it up. I have a quote by Mother Teresa that says, never worry about numbers. This stuck out to me, really resonated with my heart. Never worry about numbers. Help one person at a time, and always start with the person nearest you.
That's beautiful.
And it just wraps it up, because you said that you wanted to make sure that the first person you see tomorrow, you're going to, you know, bless them with something. And I'm saying, don't worry about the numbers, you know, with the modeling company, with 3D, with the show, with everything. Don't worry about the numbers. They will come. You just are helping people. Help one person at a time, and always start with the person nearest you. And that was a quote by Mother Teresa, and it has resonated with my heart tonight. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm paying it forward, and I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Partner with me. Partner with Monty. Partner with Curves and 3D Radio, and pay it forward tomorrow or this week sometime. And make sure you share your stories on Curves and 3D Radio, because that's important to me. So we love you guys. We appreciate you. We thank you for sharing with us tonight here on Curves and 3D Radio. And we definitely would love to hear from you. If you got something that you're loving on, you can press 347-945-5886. If not, you could just press 1 and just say, hey, how y'all doing? You know, because we want to hear from you guys. It kind of makes our world go around when we hear from you. So you can definitely do that. If not, we still love you, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And, Monty, you got anything you want to say to close us out with?
Well, you know
how
I
they can reach you. You got your page up. You got Miss Scottsdale Plus America page up. Want to talk about that?
I sure do. I am running for state Miss Arizona Plus America, and right now, currently, I am Miss Scottsdale Plus America. My page is up on Facebook, and you can find me at MRS Scottsdale Plus America 2017. Please go like and share and support, because I'm supporting. I'm looking out for all those that are suffering from lupus, and that's my platform. And you'll be seeing me do a lot of work with the lupus warriors. So if you know anyone who has lupus, please send them my way to my page. That's MRS Scottsdale. That's Scottsdale Plus America 2017. Also, you can check me out on Monty Maroc. That's just my fan page. You can come by, drop me a message. I'll say hi. I'm always checking. Check out our Fashion Forward segment, which I will be posting on Monty Maroc first thing. Tomorrow morning, you should be able to see that, and that will also be posted up on Curves in 3D Radio. Please come support, like, and share. And until next Thursday, like I always say, keep it curvy.
Yay, how excited about that. So excited, definitely excited about what you're doing. And, of course, you know I love all things pageantry. So we're going to be definitely coming on and sharing what we got going on with that. We are supporting lupus and the lupus warriors. We are in support of the awareness of breast cancer, being that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Domestic Violence Month. Last week I wore pink. This week I'm wearing purple. So I'm excited about that. So for the entire month, I interchanged pink and purple in my wardrobe. So I just wanted to say that, and posted my purple picture today. I just like to show love and support. My platform is the Soy Project, saving our youth through education and awareness of human trafficking. But I always, you know, bow down and celebrate the awareness of breast cancer awareness, as well as the domestic violence awareness. And now I have a new partner, which is the Lupus Warriors. So I'm one of our very own, and I know Marsha don't mind me sharing that, and my other good girlfriend, Cassandra, that are battling lupus. So we definitely want to make sure that we're doing all we can to bring awareness to, you know, these situations and to help find a cure. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. That's what love Love What Matters is all about is showing love and support to those, to bring happiness and joy to someone else. So excited about
right.
it. So
yes,
we thank
yes.
you guys for listening to Curzon 3D Radio tonight. Again, follow up because we're going to be definitely, I'll be putting a picture of my mom since we dedicated the show to her tonight. We'll be putting a picture of Swan in celebration of her winning Deputy of the Month. Ms. Monty will be putting up the trending fashions that we talked about here on Curzon 3D tonight. We will put a poster up of Mr. Tommy, Big Tommy,
yeah.
as well as, what else, Living Fanatical. I want to put that up, a little poster on our page about that. And if Monty wants to put up something that she's loving on right now, her jewelry line, I want her to post some pictures of that. So we're going to be doing that.
And
the,
our pay it forward.
Oh, I'm going to put my
yes.
pictures, yeah, my flowers up and how I'm going to
yes.
pay that forward because somebody blessed me and I want to be a blessing to someone else. So I definitely want to do that. So excited. I'm really excited about Miss Monty being a part of this show and coming in and shaking things up and bringing some awareness to what's going on because that's what we knew. My mentor always told me that a new broom sweeps clean. So,
wow.
So, a new broom sweeps clean, and that's true.
I
does.
Am going to use that.
Yeah.
That.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about what's coming, and there is no stopping us now, baby, because we are on the move, and we're going to just get bigger and better. And that's what I'm excited about. We're looking to bring on one more partner to cover the Food for Thought segment. If you are interested in being a part of Curzon 3D Radio, all you need to do is go to Curzon 3D, that's C-U-R-V-E-S, Curves, N-I-N, 3D, the number 3 and the letter D, at gmail.com, Curzon 3D at gmail.com, and submit your headshot, full body shot, and a little bio about yourself because we are looking to bring on that fourth person. So excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And would love to
yeah.
have you on the show. We definitely will have all of our applicants to come in on the show and do what do you call it when you do a trial run, but you kind of sit in as a guest host first. And then if you gel and fit, we'll bring you in. That's how we do
right.
it here on Curzon 3D Radio. But if you're interested, please send your bio, a headshot, and a body shot to we want a guy. We definitely want guys to submit, and we want ladies. But we really want those curvy girls because that's what our show is about. So we want to be able to relate. We have 2 married and 1 single. I love to have a compadre here. somebody that's single and ready to talk about this single life. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the possibilities here on Curzon 3D Radio. Again, I don't want to not say hi and to thank Vibe Live for syndicating our radio show here, Curzon 3D Radio, in over 200 countries and over 1 million listeners. So just want to shout out Vibe Lives for that and to keep us in good faith and favor with them. I'm excited about what they're doing and how they're growing over there at Vibe Lives. So that's our show tonight, guys. Love what matters. Pay it forward. Give back. And make sure you are taking the time to tell someone that you love them. And smile when you say it. It makes it just that much sweeter. Love you guys. Thank you for joining us here on Curzon 3D Radio this Thursday, 10/13/2016. Again, our show is dedicated to Dr. Peggy Earl, my mom, because today is her birthday. So we're celebrating her, and not only are we celebrating her, we are celebrating welcoming Ms. Monty of the guest, the host of Fashion Forward here on Curzon 3D Radio. This is her, I think, second full show or third?
Third full show, I think. Yes, third.
Third full show, and we're excited to have her here as
yes,
our
I love it.
Segment host of Fashion Forward, doing a great job with that, and celebrating Curzon 3D birthday. birthday number 2, second birthday. So we want to say happy birthday to Curz and 3D Radio. So ain't no stopping us now, guys. We're on the move. And we want you to move with us and join us back here next week as we continue our October series, Celebrate Good Times. Love y'all until next week. Deuces. Joining us here on Curves and 3D Radio, Thursday night live in the Curvy Studio with Auntie Moni Maroc and that very beautiful swan. Join us back next week, next Thursday at 9 p.m., where we will be continuing our October series, Celebrate Good Times. Here on Curves and 3D Radio, tonight's show has been brought to you by MPAC, My Pretty Auntie Closet. www.mypprettyauntiecloset.com. Shop today for that sexy, sassy, sultry, sophisticated, statuesque woman. Make an impact with MPAC in your closet. That's MPAC, M-P-A-C, mypprettyauntiecloset.com. Shop today. Make it a great evening. Goodbye.